You hold the flam the dollar number alif on the top. Okay, last Gemara was by when the Yidden went over the Yarden, so it says that the chivo and shenitfulu ragle kahanim b'mayim. As soon as the ragle, the hands of the feet of the kahanim went into the Yarden, went into the water, is chazru hamayim l'acharayim. Right away, it happened in Neis that the water started to go backwards. The water turned backwards. Shenema, like the pasuk says, ukhvoi noisayorin ad hayarden. That as soon as the people that were carrying the Oren, that were the Kahanim, as soon as they went into the Yarden, right away it says that the water started to stay and went backwards. And it says, Vayamdu Hamayim Hayordim Milmalo, that the water that was coming down from above, Komu Nedechud, now it stood like one, Ned, like one wall. Now, Vakamo Goivin Shamayim, how tall, how high was the water of the Yarden? Like when it stopped flowing in order that the Yidden should be able to go through the Yarden. How high did the water stand? So one Monday, first of all, I wanted to say, Shnei Mosa Mil al Shnei Mosa Mil. The Mamashi was 12 mil wide and 12 mil high. That's how tall and how high and wide the Yarden was. Like the water stood still in order that the Yidden should go through it. So Mamash, like, was a blockage there to stop the water from flowing, and it went up 12 mil, and it went sideways along 12 mil also. And this is Keneged Machne Yisrael. This is Keneged, the whole Machne of Yisrael. We know the Machne Yisrael, when they were traveling in the Midbar, it was Yud Beis Mil by Yud Beis Mil. So that's the same way now this nest by the Yarden, also the water went upwards and sideways 12 mil by 12 mil. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. On this, the Gemara asks, Omalai Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon has a kasha to Rabbi Yehuda. Lidvarech, according to you, Odom Kal Oymayim Kalim. Who could run faster? Who could go faster? Could water travel faster? Or could people run faster? So, Hevi Yoyim, I'll tell you, Mayim Kalim, that the water goes faster. Water could travel faster than a man could run. Im came, if so, Luchura Boyin Mayim Vishait Vinoison. Like after the Yidden went out of the Yarden, then Lechura, the water came down to its normal way, and the water started to flow normally. See, if you're telling me now that the Yarden itself was 12 mil by 12 mil, when as soon as the Yidden went out of the Yarden, the water would start to come tumbling down and should flush them away, should drown them all. Him came boyim mayim v'shait v'noisun. As soon as they left the Yarden, that the water came down, it was like 12 mil high and 12 mils long, so that was as long as the whole Yidden were, so when the water started to come down again, it should flow them all away. That's the kasha. So therefore, Ella, if Hadab Lazar Shimon learned, Ella melamed shoyumayim nigdoshin v'oilin kipin agabi kipin. That no, it wasn't so wide as the water, but rather the water went on top and on top and on top, one like a piece on top of a piece. Yes, Misholosh Meyas Mil. It went high, 300 mil high. That's how high the water went. So it wasn't that wide. So therefore, when the Yidden went on the other side of the Yarden, they did not go, like it did not hit them, because it wasn't that wide, the water. The water was just straight all the way up 300 mil. So now when it came down, it also went flowing just that small shetach of the Yarden. It went flowing just on its width. But the Yidden on the other side, it didn't affect the Yidden. It wasn't 12 mil wide. It was only a small amount wide. But it was just very, very high. It was 300 mil high. Ad shero oison kol malachem mizrach amarav. Mamish, all the kings of Mizrach Amarav were also able to see this Yarden. When the nest happened, that the water went so high up, they were able to see it. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayihi kishmaya kol malchei ha'amiri, asher b'yever ha'yarden." Yomo, that was when they heard about all the kings of the Amiri on the other side of the Yarden heard about this. V'chol malchei akanani asher al ha'yom, es asher hoyves Hashem esmei ha'yarden mifnei bnei Yisrael ad Avram. That when all of them heard about this great nest that Hashem did, the way the waters of the Yarden dried up, and just the water went all the way up 300 mil high, is Vayimas Levavam, their hearts fainted like, Loihoyo Bemoid Ruach Mifnei Bnei Yisrael. They didn't have any feelings anymore to go fight against Klai Yisrael. They saw that Klai Yisrael was so strong that they wouldn't go against them. So it was this nest that all the Malachim, all the other people saw it. That's because it was so high up, this water went straight high up, 300 mil high. And the af Rochev Hazoina, even by Yeshua when he sent the Meraglim, and they went to Rochev Hazoina, also Amro Lishlucha Yeshua. She also told to the Shluchim that Yeshua sent her, that Ki Shemanu Es Asher Hoivis Hashem Esmei Yamsuf. They heard the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu dried up the Yamsuf, of 7 it says, V'nishma V'yimas Levoveinu, that the hearts fainted, for they come out, and they wouldn't go after Klai Yisrael anymore. So Rashi learns, V'yavrochava Omro Lishluch Yeshua Koidim Shavra Seyardin, even before the Yidin went over the Yarden, Shakriyas Yamsef Hoyim Espachtim Adayin, like the Rochav Hazoina told, that the Goyim was still afraid about the nest of the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Lachas Kamavakama now, when they saw again the second time by the Kriyas of the Yarden, for sure the hearts were faint, like they gave up, like they were still afraid about this great nest that they saw, Bishas the Kriyas Yamsuf. Then the Mora says, Oidom B'Yarden, they were still in the Yarden. So Omalem Yeshua told Klai Yisrael, Vaisis, while they were crossing over the Yarden, do you should know, Al Ma'atem Oivrim Es HaYarden, how come we're going over the Yarden now? Al Menash Terisho Yes Yoshua Yoretz Mepnechem, in order that we should Yarshin, like kill out all the Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael now, and we should go and Yarshin them. Shenemo, the Pasuk says, V'Hoirashtem Es Eis Kol Yoshua Yoretz Mepnechem, we should go make Yerush inherit them. We should take over Kol Yoshua Yoretz, all the people living in the land. That's what Yeshua told Klai, so that's what we're supposed to be doing now. You have to know, we're going over now to have Muhammad to fight and to capture Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Oidem b'yardein omlem Yeshua k'desiv akanim noise yaren oimdim b'secha yardein atam kol advar mashetziv Hashem as Yeshua dabir olam v'zeh adover. This is what Yeshua told them, that they should know we're going over to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, Imatim oisim ke mutav, if you're going to do this, you're going to go over to fight, it's good. Imlav, but if you're not going to go over to fight to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you should know, Boyim mayim v'shoitfen oisichem, water is going to come and just drown us. So the Lashon of oisichem. So Gemara says, May oisichem, what's the double Lashon of oisichem? So Yeshua told Klai Yisrael, means to say is that oisi v'yitchem, me and you, that if we're not going to go over now to fight, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you know, me and you together will all be drowned. Then oidom b'yardin, when the Yidden, when the feet were still in the Yarden, Omar lehen Yeshua told Klai Yisrael, harimu lochem ish even achas al shichmoy, you should pick up each one of you a stone on your shoulder. There should be 12 stones, like according to 12 Shvatim of Klai Yisrael, that's how many stones should be picked up. Rashi says, Arimu lechem, Heimo avonim shekimu tachas matziv ragli akhanim lizichroin, liyasimu lebonim shavu avos asiyardim. These are the stones we took out that should be the current remember the great nace of the Kriyas of the Kriyas of the Yams of the Yardim. Uchsevit says, Leman tiyu zois ois pekir b'chem, this should be a sign amongst you. Ki yisholun b'neichem ochev, your children will ask you tomorrow, Lema saying, Mo ha'avonim elu lechem, well, how come we have these stones here? What's so great about these 12 stones? Is you'll tell your sons, is similar bon, this should be a sign for your children, she'ovru ovois es ha'yardein, that our fathers went over the Yarden. This should be a sign to be able to tell everybody about the greatness of the Kriyas of the Yarden. Vital oidom b'yarden, they were still in the Yarden. So Omalem Yeshua told the Klai Yisrael, Sulochem mizeh mitoicha Yarden mimatziv ragle kahanim, that carry up Sulochem, take for you from here, in the middle of the Yarden, from where the feet of the kahanim are standing, Hochen shtei mesrei avonim, prepare them 12 stones, v'havartem oisem imochem, and take them with you. V'nachtem oisam b'molein esher talinu b'halayla, and you should put them in the first molein, the first place you're going to lodge at night, the first place you're going to sleep. That's the place where we should leave these 12 stones. Trashihem shekimu b'arevil ubonam mizbech v'koflum v'kovam b'gilgul. Hey, these are the stones that they made by the harevil we had before. They made the mizbech from it, and they were kaveya these stones in Gilgul. Weiter. Yochol b'chom aloy memole. Maybe any place they went to sleep, they're supposed to put these 12 stones. Talmud aloy memole. The pasuk says, Asher talino voy halaylo. That night, the first place where they slept that night, that's where they're supposed to take these 12 stones to. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Abba Chalafto, Rabbi Lezer ben Masiyo, V'chananya ben Chachinoi, Omdu Aloise Navonim, they went like to see how big those stones were, V'shi'uram, and the Mishayah, they said the measurement of it was, Talkolachas V'yachash Kulo, Ki Avoyim So, each one of them mamish weighed the measurement of 40 So. Yeah. So that's how big each stone was. Each stone was Avoyim So. Ugmirim learned like this, that the tuna demandly inchilakasve, how much a person can carry on his own shoulder, if one person picks up something, when he puts it on his shoulder, that tilsa the tuna heavy. It's only one third of what he can carry if he'll be carrying with somebody else. If you want to put it on your own shoulder by yourself, you can only carry one third of the weight that you could have been carrying if it would have been two people together. And Rashi says, tilsa the tuna who? If someone else will be helping you, he'll be able to carry three times as much as you can put on your own shoulder. So, right now, each one picked, 12 people picked up these stones by themselves. And each stone by itself weighed 40 so. Now, from here we can learn out, how big the Eshkol was when the Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael, that they had to carry it back home, like we'll soon see, eight people had to carry it. So if you needed eight people to carry it, it comes out that it was 120 soin. Shenem Rapotek says, Vayisol Bamot Bishnaim. He had two people carrying it. The Eshkol, the cluster of grapes. Now, Mimashma Shenem Bamot, since they said they were using the staff, like that means they had a one on one shoulder and the staff, the stick, was going across the other one shoulder, and the cluster was hanging in between. So Mimashma from the Yetzim Hashemayis of the Pasuk Shenemar that says, Bemoit, with the staff, Ein Yodei Shebishnayim, don't I know that you need two people? Whenever you use a staff to carry something, you need two people. One person's on one side of the staff, and the other person's the other side of the staff. If so, Matam Alayim Bishnayim, what does the Pasuk have to say? You had two people carrying it. Pshiti, you had two people carrying it. So my answer is, it means Bishnei Mutois, means there are two sticks. So it comes out there were four people carrying the Eshkol. Yeah. So Rashi says like this, Umikanato Mechashiv Kamoye B'Eshkol Shinosu Shemayna Noshim. Eight people were carrying it. Voye Messiah Zezek Eshemarim Noisun Akseifov. So you had eight people carrying it. So it comes out now, when you have two people together, each one could do that 120 sum. We say, now here they carried the stones by themselves, it was 40 saw, and that's only one third what you can do with somebody else. So when you have two people doing it together, each one of them could do 120 saw. And you needed eight people to carry that cluster of grapes. So that cluster of grapes was eight times 120 saw, and that's how big it was.
Here's to those four people.
We'll soon see. Omer Shnei Mutois and Omer Reb Yitzchok Turtini for Turtini the Turtini. Hakeitzit, how do you have this? Shemayna Nosel Eshkol. Eight of them carried the cluster of grapes. Now Turtini for Turtini the Turtini means like a double lashon of sticks. Rashi says this. Rashi says for Turtini the Turtini Masoyu Masoy Tachas Masoy. That means one on top of another. You had two sticks and another two, and four, another two on top of that. Another four on top of that. Like Rashi, like this. Shatachtoinim, Mesayoin, Esayoinim. The bottom ones were helping the top ones. Uvachol echad, hoyu shnei mutois. Each one of them had two stairs. Ketzad. Notice you had two sticks on the bottom and two sticks on top of it. Ketzad. Shnei mutois hochim zeitzelze. You had two sticks, one next to another. You needed four people to carry it. Two sticks, each stick needs two people, that's four. Or Shnei Mutas Achreim, and yet another two on top of that. That's how you had eight people carrying the cluster of grapes. So out of the Meraglim, it was like this. When the Meraglim went, it was eight people carrying the cluster of grapes. Yeah, echad noisa rimun, One of them was carrying a rimu and pomegranate, comes down Mastam, that weighs 40 sur. V'yecha nosa teina, and one was carrying figs, that also weighed 40 sur. And that's how you have 10. And Yeshua v'kolev lo nosa klum. Yeshua and Kolev, they didn't take anything, they didn't carry anything back to the Klal Yisrael. Hiboy Yisema, one teretz says, you know why they didn't carry anything? Mishum da chashivi, because they were chashiva people, Yeshua and Kolev. So it's not nice for a chashiva person, a respectful person, to have to carry. Hiboy Yisema, another teretz is, Shloihoyu b'yoyse eitzah, that they weren't in that eitzah, like they knew that the other Meraglim were taking it back to show Klal Yisrael is too hard to fight. We can't fight them. And Yeshua was against that. He had Yiras Hashem. He wanted to go fight. So therefore Yeshua and Kolev did not agree to take back with them these pairs. Mor pligi bo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. It's the Machlokes Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chadoma once said, Ledivre Rabbi Yehuda, current Rabbi Yehuda, Kechani Yosson,